Touchdown.
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 Scoreboard.
Offense.
Fumble.
Sack.
Kick. Knee. 2 points.
Field goal.
Long pass.
3-pointer.
Fake.
Receiver.
Defense. Conference.
Standings.
Victory.
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 The score, stats, and stories.
Plus,
of the Friday Night Lights.
Chicago.
On 720 WGN. Here's Sam Panionovich.
If you're a loyal listener of Preps Plus, you know where to find us. You know how to find us, even though the day and time when we get to the playoffs is really never the same. Welcome to it. It is 720 WGN in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Sam Panionovich, Kevin Powell, and Mike Jacobson. We are in the final eight. In all eight classes next week, the final four, and of course, championship weekend coming around Thanksgiving. Lots of upsets today, and a game that we thought would be the 8A title game from the beginning of the year, Homewood Flossmoor Loyola. That game happened today.
I think it still sort of was. I think many expected the winner of that game to go on and win it. We were all hoping to see them in the title game. But still, just a great matchup between Loyola and HF.
I'm trying to figure out where I stand now on the new seeding, because we've been talking about it all season long. You really can't diagnose it or break it down until the postseason's completely over. Would you say that's fair?
That's fair. And Helfgott had some good stuff in the Tribune this week in the Preps Plus column, and we've talked to him the past couple weeks. And look, Helfgott's a fan. If Helfgott's a fan, I think they're on the right track. Does it have to be changed a little bit and tweaked here and there? Of course it does. But I think the 1-32 system is better than the prior systems they had in place.
If you need a score, if you don't have a computer or you don't have a phone, we can help you out. 312-981-7200. There's not many games, so it's pretty simple. And we've got reporters at the following games, some of them finals, some of them tonight. Homewood Flossmoor Loyola, that's with Mike Helfgott. Joliet Catholic at Nazareth, an upset there. Naperville Central, Wabansee Valley. Cary Grove, Batavia. Marist at Oswego. Hinsdale South at Lincoln Way North. Tinley Park at St. Lawrence. We'll talk to Brad Seberg, the head coach of Cary Grove. They move on. They will play in the Final Four next weekend. So he'll join us about 5:50 or so?
Roughly, yeah.
Roughly 5:50. Mm-hmm. We're going to do scores really quickly here with Kev. We'll get those three times into the show. And if anything you may have missed from past shows, WGNradio.com, search for Preps Plus. That was a good game, though, tonight, because Loyola was down. They had the ball at their own 3-yard line, and they go 97 yards in the fourth quarter to go ahead of HF. And then did you catch the last drive for the Vikings? It was 4th and 33. How does that happen? How do you get to 4th and 33?
Not good. But yeah, Loyola, best defense in the state. HF, best offense. They've been lighting up the scoreboard all season, HF has. So it was a classic matchup, and HF averaging 48 points per game. So
that's it. So only 48.
Well done by Loyola.
Yeah, heck of a season, too. Let's start with the phones here, 312-981-7200 from the Chicago Tribune. Bob Hurst, haven't talked to you in a while. Hope everything is well. Naperville Central at Wabansee Valley today, Bob. What was the story?
Right. Well, this was a rematch from earlier in the regular season, in which, the teams played a close game then, won by Wabansee Valley. But this game wasn't even close, really. Wabansee Valley just pretty much dominated. They had their way with the running game. Max Irie gained 137 yards on 30 carries with a touchdown. And, their defense was just really, really solid with they forced three turnovers. They had three sacks. Trevon Moore had an interception and a fumble recovery. So, yeah, this team is on their way. Three straight wins in the playoffs after losing a regular season finale to Wheaton North, 9-7. And when I talked to Coach Paul Murphy at the end of the game, he said, they didn't know. 5-4, they didn't know if they were going to make the playoffs. And they made the playoffs on points. And then basically kept saying, hey, this is, you don't want to have your legacy be 5-4, win the first playoff game, win the second, then beat Naperville Central, which ended their season last year on their home field in the playoffs. So they've got a legacy they're going after. They're hot, they're confident, and this was kind of a surprise, an upset.
Yeah, playing with house money, like you said, didn't know if they would get in, and now they're just rolling with it. When I see that final score, though, Bob, 17-0, Wabanse Valley beats Naperville Central. I mean, you can't play any worse than scoring 0 points. That's just domination to a T.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Naperville Central, they were marching down on their first drive of the game all the way down to the 9-yard line. They had first and goal. And Irie, who plays linebacker, he punched the ball out, and Moore recovered it. And I think that kind of just set the tone. And then later on, even their punter, Wabanse's punter, Will Heisdell, he pinned the Redhawks back deep in their territory. Redhawks punted and gave Wabanse excellent field position. That led to the go-ahead field goal, 3-0 at halftime.
Bob Hurst from the Chicago Tribune. Wabanse Valley moves on after a 17-0 win over Naperville Central. Thanks, Bob. Talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
That's Bob Hurst from the Chicago Tribune. Wabanse Valley now will play the winner of Oswego and Marist. That's a 6 o'clock kick, so just underway in about 15 minutes at Oswego. Before we do anything else, let's get our first check of the scores. Here's Kevin Powell.
Tabulating game scores.
Preps Plus Chicago. Scoreboard.
All right, we'll start in 8A. Of course, that matchup against Loyola and Homewood Flossmoor. Loyola comes out on top 34-28. They move on, and they'll face Palatine, who beat Brother Rice 28-24 today. Oswego and Marist, as Sam just said, gets going at 6 o'clock. Wabanse over Naperville Central 17-0. Over to 7A, Glenbard West moves on to the semis with a 45-14 win. Cary Grove beats Batavia 42-21. Niles North and Bradley Bourbonnais, they get just underway. We'll get you the scores as they come in. Libertyville, a 41-27 win over Normal Community. On to 6A we go. Montini, a big 49-14 win over DeKalb. Prairie Ridge tops Riverside. Brookfield, 42-13. Lincoln Way North against Hinsdale South. That game kicks off at 6 o'clock. Sacred Heart Griffin and Crete Moni just underway. We'll get you the scores when we get them. Tinley Park and St. Lawrence get going at 7 o'clock. In 5A, Nazareth, a big win over Joliet Catholic, 35-21. Champaign Central, a 28-0 win over Washington. And Lincoln Way West moves on with a 40-13 win. That's your WGN Radio Preps Plus scoreboard update. I'm Kevin Powell.
We'll get more scores after the 6 o'clock news with Kev. We'll also talk to the head coach of the Cary Grove Trojans. Brad Sieberg will join us after this. The Midwestern University Eye Institute in Downers Grove is now accepting patients. As a full-service clinic, the Eye Institute provides comprehensive eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, eye disease screening and treatment, vision therapy, low vision rehabilitation services, and emergency eye care, all at an affordable price. Learn more, MWUClinics.com, or call 630-743-4500. That's MWUClinics.com, or call 630-743-4500. The Midwestern University Multi-Specialty Clinic, your family's home for health care. Potential story? Get interactive. Send it to them. Preps Plus at ChicagoTribune.com. Twitter at ShyTripPreps. Follow for updates on past and present local athletes, exclusive photos, videos, and up-to-the-minute information. It's all you could ever need. Find out why more people follow them than any Chicagoland Preps account. You want more high school sports? You've come to the right place. Nobody does it better than Preps Plus.
Preps Plus.
Chicago.
Back to Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
550 in Chicago. It's Preps Plus, 720 WGN. I believe we call this quarterfinals weekend in the IHSA football playoffs, and a team and a coach that's very familiar with deep playoff runs. Cary Grove, the Trojans, victorious today over Batavia, 42-21. They move on and will take on Glenbard West in the next round. And Coach Brad Sieberg joins us right now on 720 WGN. Hey, Coach, how are you? Congrats.
Hey, thanks a lot.
I wonder what you think about right now, because you just got a win over Batavia, but Glenbard West is on the horizon. How much time do you take to celebrate this win today before you actually move on and work on the Hilltoppers?
Well, I'm kind of hoping the Hilltoppers are thinking the same thing, you know, as far as that they have to play us. So we're going to celebrate it tonight for sure. The kids will. And then, you know, as coaches, we'll get to work tonight.
Coach, how does, if at all, does playoff football kind of change, or how is it, how would you compare it to just the regular season? Does the style of play change a little bit, or is it really just going out there and sticking to your game plan?
Absolutely. Yeah, it really is sticking to what you do. You know, maybe the only difference would be you're playing some teams that aren't as familiar with what you do.
Right.
And, you know, we play some teams throughout the season that we play year in and year out, and they have a lot of film on us and some great coaching up here too. And so probably the biggest difference is just playing new teams.
Brad Seberg with us on 720 WGN. You were at Cary Grove. You were on the football staff when they won the title in 09, right?
Correct, yep.
So I assume you know what it takes to be a champion. Have you thought about where this team ranks on the teams you've had at Cary Grove? You've been there, what, 5 years now?
I've been the head coach here for 5, and I was assistant for 10.
So where does this team, since you've been at the helm, where does this team rank on your power rankings?
Well, you know, the team we had last year was the best team that I believe Cary Grove's ever had. We had the top-end talent, Division I type talent, and really had a tremendous team. And this team is really a blue collar work ethic type of a group. You know, there are no Division I kids on the team. We're not going to impress anybody when we walk off the bus. But I tell you, they work hard and they get the job done.
Coach, we always talk about, you know, especially in football, week to week, the teams that seem to start to separate themselves from the pack are the ones that get better each week. Are you happy with the way your team's played, and do you feel like you've gotten better each week heading into the semifinals?
Yeah, I would think so. We had a regular season, you know, where week 4 we played one half of a game against Woodstock North because of the rain and lightning. Then we lost to Huntley week 5, and then we had a forfeit week 6. So we were really off for 2 straight weeks during the regular season. And so I really think we took a big jump in that time that we had those 2 weeks off after our Huntley game. And then I think we've continued to improve week in and week out since then.
Cary Grove head coach Brad Seberg with us on 720 WGN. The Trojans moving on. They'll play Glenbard West next week. That triple option's a monster, Coach. Obviously, you know that. You instilled that offense. You run that offense. But how tough is it to teach that offense to some of your players? Because that's a pretty complex style at the high school level.
Well, I think it starts at our youth program level. They get a lot of our basics in our blocking and what we want our kids to do from a footwork standpoint. And then it just continues to move into our freshman level, our sophomore level, and really, quite honestly, by the time they get to me at the varsity level, they're pretty seasoned in what they need to do. Our assistant coaches do a great job of getting the kids ready and understanding what they need to do. And it's one of those things, like anything in life, where, you know, after a certain amount of repetitions, you become a master of your trade. And by the time they get to be a seniors and juniors in high school, we want them at that master level.
I've talked to people that have coached against your team, against Mount Carmel. That option, those coaches just cringe looking at the film because there's so many options, and it takes so much discipline defensively because you miss one tackle, somebody's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
That was the case today.
Yeah, very confident head coach Brad Seberg of Cary Grove. What does Glenbard West do well that scares you? Anything that scares you about Glenbard West?
Well, a lot. They're so well disciplined on defense. They've got such a great run here over the last couple of years. I know Coach Atlett does a great job, and they just really have some good looking football players who play very physical, and that type of football is it's tough to beat.
Last question, Coach. Your thoughts on the new playoff format? We've had a couple weeks now. Obviously, we'll wait until the end of the season to completely review it, but there have been some pretty good matchups early in the postseason, and I wonder if those games should be better kept for later on in the postseason. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that, in my opinion, Illinois does it the best that I'm aware of. The surrounding states have their formats, and I really think Illinois does it the best. And I think going 1-32 I thought it was a great idea, particularly in 7A and 8A, with so many teams are up in the Chicagoland area. You know, why not bracket it and put it the way it is? And there's no system that's perfect, but I think Illinois really has done it right.
Brad Seberg, head coach of the Cary Grove Trojans, one of the final four teams in the 7A bracket. They'll play Glenbard West next week. Good luck, coach, and hopefully you hoisted another championship at Cary Grove.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me on.
Brad Seberg, head coach of Cary Grove. Got to grab a timeout. 720 WGN.
Tabulating game scores.
Preps play Chicago. Scoreboard.
All right, here we go. We'll start off with Class 8A. Loyola Academy beats Homewood Flossmoore 34-28 to move on to the semifinals. They'll face Palatine, who beat Brother Rice today 28-24. Oswego and Marist just getting underway right now. We get updates. We will get them to you. Waubonsie, a 17-0 win over Naperville Central. They move on to the semifinals. Over to Class 7A, Glenbard West with a 45-14 win over Rockford Auburn. Cary Grove beats Batavia 42-21. And Niles North up over Bradley Bourbonnais 14-7 in the second quarter of that game. Libertyville beat Normal Community 41-27. On to 6A we go. Montini, a 49-14 win over DeKalb. They'll take on Prairie Ridge next week as PR beat Riverside Brookfield 42-13. Lincoln Way North and Hinsdale South just kicking off. And Sacred Heart Griffin, the number two seed, undefeated on the year. They're trailing 17-0 in the second quarter to Crete Monee. On to 5A we go. Tinley Park and St. Lawrence kicks off at 7 o'clock. Nazareth, a big 35-21 win over Joliet Catholic. Champaign Central tops Washington 28-0. And Lincoln Way West moves on to the semifinals with a 40-13 win over Peoria. That's your WGN Radio Preps Plus scoreboard update. I'm Kevin Powell.
We'll get you a final check of the scores before we get to Blackhawks pregame with Judd Surratt. The Hawks are in St. Louis tonight, so John and Troy will have that call at 7 o'clock. 312-981-7200 as we go to the phones and bring in our special guest every week from the Chicago Tribune, Mike Helfgott, the lead Preps writer. He joins us right now. You told us these were the two best teams back in August. That played out pretty much exactly how we thought. Homewood Flossmoore plays Loyola today. One of the best games we've seen all season, Mike.
Absolutely. I mean, we gave this game a lot of hype. I gave this game a lot of hype, and it really did live up to it. The level of play was really terrific. Loyola wins 34-28. First, they trail for the first time all year. They trailed by 9. This game was so close. Homewood Flossmoore on the same possession had a touchdown called back for a hold that they swear never happened. And then on a fourth down play, Deontay Harley Hampton's toe lands just on the line, and I'm not even sure it did. It was that close. They would have gone up 9 in the fourth quarter if that would happen. Instead, Loyola drives 97 yards, hangs on for just a great game, a 34-28 win.
Yeah, you mentioned the score, 34-28. Loyola beats Homewood Flossmoore. I actually had the game on TV, and how cool is it we can get some of these good games on television? It was on Comcast, and I flipped it on. Loyola was down late in the fourth quarter, had the ball on their own 3-yard line, and they go 97.
Right after that play I talked about. Did they give you a good replay of that play in the back of the end zone there?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, the crew, you know, it's not a college or a pro game, but I mean, they did serviceable work. I thought it was fine.
He was out of bounds. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, they would have probably punched it anyways, right?
No, they didn't score. That's what took the nine. Loyola went 97 yards right after that.
Okay. See, I missed the play before that. I literally turned it on. Loyola had the ball at the 3. So I didn't see the play before
that. That play. Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay, I thought you meant the following play. But we had a bunch of good games already, and it's only the quarterfinals. You know, this is, I guess, the best of 8 in every class. And, you know, today, Loyola HF, we had Palatine Brother Rice, Waubonsie shuts out Naperville Central. We had Cary Grove had a pretty solid game. We had some pretty good matchups, but I'm worried that the best matchups have been already played, if that makes any sense.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt in the case of 8A. I mean, this was just, you know, I don't see how we can get a better game because the level of play was just so high. I mean, some of these guys in HF, Deontay Harley Hampton and Kendrick Pryor in particular, are just unbelievable football players. They really are. For any team to beat them, you have to be you have to just be so good. So, I mean, Loyola looks like, you know, they're going to probably romp from here. And you're probably right about 7A. I mean, that Mount Carmel-Glenbard-Westlake game last week, that was a classic too. You know, Liberty is still a very good team. Kerry Grove looked real good today, and they play Glenbard-West next week. So 7A, we could still, you know, we could still hold our hopes up. Maybe we get a great game there.
Mike, we've talked about it the past two or three weeks, I think. But I'm going to bring it up one more time because you wrote about it in the Tribune. We talked to Kerry Grove's head coach, Brad Seberg. We talked to him about the playoff system. He loves it. He says he thinks Illinois has the best system in place. What changes need to be made for next year?
Well, there aren't any changes to be made for next year because that time to propose something and have it voted on has already come.
Okay, moving forward, though.
Moving forward, the biggest thing is finding a way to get more teams in the playoffs so that teams don't feel compelled to shift conferences. And by shifting conferences, it makes it very difficult to fill out schedules. So all these problems are related. So you allow four-win teams to instead of just most of the five-win teams. And I think it has a trickle-down effect and really takes away a lot of problems, or at least makes problems lesser. The thing is, the majority of the state doesn't see it as a problem. It's a problem in pockets. It's a problem, and there are lots and lots of schools. But a majority of the people don't see it as a problem. So that's why nothing gets done.
Loyola, you said early in the season, would win a title. You said it was John Holeshek's best team, and they look damn good. I hadn't seen them all year long. Like, I've read the box scores, and I've seen the articles and things like that. But their line, both sides of the field, they just dominate. The quarterback, Clifford, is solid. And they might be the best coach team still alive in the entire state.
And, you know, and they've got a kick returner who returned two on the caravan. I mean, they really are. They are so complete when you throw the coaching into the mix. And on offense, I mean, they're duplicitous. They basically were a power running team today. They thought that was more their advantage against HF was to try to run the ball. So they can go at you either way, which in the playoffs, especially, you know, potentially bad weather, becomes so important.
And, Mike, not all the matchups are in place yet for next week in the semifinals, but what game, what matchup catches your eye? Where will you be at next week?
Well, it's a tough one. I'm really interested in Prairie Ridge Montini. Prairie Ridge, I think, I don't know that people realize how good they are. And, you know, it's another option team, as Kerry Grove showed today. When an option team gets good, boy, they're hard to stop because you can't simulate their speed in practice. You know, when it comes to Glenbard-West, they played Mount Carmel last week. They shut down Downers Grove North in conference play every time they play them. So Glenbard-West is pretty schooled in the option. Montini, I'm not sure. And, you look at Prairie Ridge, they've won 11 games in a row now. They score a million points. Yeah. Their only loss was to Kerry Grove, a 7A team, Prairie Ridge a 6A, in week one. So, you know, I'm going to have to get in the lab. The Health Got Sometimes Weekly Picks blog may have to be looking seriously at Prairie Ridge over Montini next week.
And Prairie Ridge a 42-13 win today, by the way.
You're better than Edgy Tim, though, in the picks, right? I mean, you still clean his clock, don't you?
Edgy, you listening to this?
Are you starting a rivalry here, Sam?
I tried to start the rivalry. This was kind of Edgy.
You have no idea how badly I hope he's listening right now.
Well, it was funny because last year you guys were down in Champaign because now the state title games are in DeKalb. They've moved again for some reason. But you and Edgy were like sitting next to each other in the booth, and I think I started to start the fire, and he tried to put it out, but it's a fun relationship between you and Edgy, Tim.
No, that's my man. I mean, he has been so great for high school football and what he's done for kids. Before recruiting, you know, got out of control on the internet, Edgy was there helping kids, and he's been doing it for 20 years. I mean, I can't say enough good things about Edgy.
He's a legend. He's a legend.
He is, and he deserves it.
So do you guys, like, go out and have breakfast? Do you have lunch during the state final weekend, or how does that – because, I mean, you guys are friends.
Yeah, it's more text like, hey, butthead, where are you going this weekend, that kind of
– You send pictures of your food
stuff,
to each other?
You know? Yeah, exactly, of our middle fingers, yeah, highbrow stuff.
All right. Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. I was actually surprised. Brother Rice was up 17-0 and lost to Palatine?
I did. What I heard from a trusted source at that game was that they got real conservative. I mean, you know, that's a big passing offense, and I heard they got real conservative with that lead.
What's it like as a reporter to cover some of these players? Because you know it, I know it. A lot of these high school football players will never put spikes on again at a competitive level. What's it like to cover that environment after a team loses and the player pretty much has to hang it up?
sometimes lose or even win late in the season. You know, it sometimes just, it's hard to get words out of guys. I can't tell you how many times a kid says, I just can't describe what I'm thinking. You know, I can't put into words what I'm thinking right now. I mean, that happens all the time.
We'll talk to you next week, Mike. Great work as always. Thanks.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
Hey, Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune on Twitter at @mhelfgott. Bears fans, join Chicago Tribune Sports Plus for a sports-only membership that includes award-winning coverage, great perks, and more. ChicagoTribune.com/SportsPlus.
Preps Plus.
Chicago.
Back to Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
Closing up shop, Preps Plus Chicago, 720 WGN. Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell will get Kev's final check on the scores for the quarterfinal weekend in just a moment. But first, we check in with Will Larkin from the Chicago Tribune. Good to talk to you, Will. Welcome to Preps Plus. And you covered maybe one of the better games you'll see all season between JCA and Nazareth as the Roadrunners upset JCA.
Yeah, it was, two evenly matched teams, and the difference really was four turnovers for Joliet Catholic and one great player for Nazareth, Julian Love. He was just, you know, all over the place on offense and defense.
Helfgott gets mad when I call games like these upsets because he says anything can happen. Is it unfair to call it an upset? Because coming in, you would think that JCA would have taken care of business, but Nazareth gets it done. Is it an upset? Can we even call it one?
Probably not in this case. I was thinking this was going to be a toss-up. Nazareth, obviously a defending state champion in 6A, playing in 5A this year. The two teams played a really close game earlier this year, and it, you know, with it being at Nazareth as well, I would say not an upset.
Not often that we see a 77-yard touchdown run off a direct snap. You mentioned Julian Love. They just snapped it right to him, and he took off for almost 80 yards. That's how it went?
Yeah. They actually just put that formation in for this week against Joliet Catholic. They wanted to get Love some more touches, and they kind of used that in the third and fourth quarter to kind of salt away the game. They were up. Nazareth was up pretty much the whole game between 14 and 7 points, and Joliet Catholic, kept getting back within 7 and then go back down 14. And Nazareth did a good job of, you know, keeping them at bay. And a big part of that was, yeah, just snapping the ball straight to Love and having them run.
So the Nazareth, who do they have next round? Do they have that opponent ready yet?
They'll play the winner of Tinley Park and St. Lawrence, who play at 7 o'clock.
Here. Okay, so it looks like Nazareth in the driver's seat in 5A, looking like they can write their own ticket to the state title game.
Yeah. You hate to, you know, downgrade the rest of the field, but the winner of this game was definitely going to be, you know, everybody's choice to win state.
He's at @Larkin_Will on Twitter from the Chicago Tribune. Again, Nazareth takes care of business. Don't call it an upset. They beat Joliet Catholic at Nazareth. Thanks for hopping on, Will.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
Will Larkin from the Chicago Tribune. He tags out. We tag in Steve Reaven, who's doing the double dip. You are at a game right now, Steve. Marist at Oswego. But real quick, and I'll get you in and out, you covered a game earlier today, Cary Grove and Batavia. We just had Brad Seberg, the head coach of Cary Grove, on the show, and he talked about how tough it is for other teams to stop that triple option, and that certainly was the case today.
Yeah, like he said, talking to the Batavia coaches this week, they said they only had faced one team all year that runs something similar to the option. So they had 1 week of practice against it, but didn't do a great job today stopping them. Cary Grove looked awfully good. They got behind a little bit early, but then really took control most of the way.
I hate to put you on the air during a game. Are you getting dirty looks right now in the press box?
No, I'm trying to catch up with Marist's passing game. You know, they scored 59 points last week, and they run a play every 4 or 5 seconds. So I think we're about 3 or 4 plays in just in this conversation.
Well, wasn't it last week? Last week, Marist and who did Marist play last week? They combined for like 110 points.
Yeah, they beat Harrington 59-56, and they run a no huddle spread, and almost like a ball control spread. They short passing attack, and the quarterback's thrown for over 3,400 yards so far this year, so it figures to be kind of a, a high scoring game. Marist is up 7-0 right now, and they're at the Oswego 22 looking for more.
Following your feed right now on Twitter at Reeven Tribb, looks like Brendan Skalitsky, the quarterback for Marist, got in with a 3-yard run. So Marist, as you said, 7-0 lead. I'll let you get back to work, Steve. Thanks for hopping on, and we'll read your stuff tomorrow in the paper.
No problem, guys. Have a good one.
Steve Reeven from the Chicago Tribune. We will get a check of the scores right now. Last check of the quarterfinals with Kevin Powell.
Tabulating game scores.
Prep Splash Chicago. Scoreboard.
All right, here we go. We'll start with the game of the weekend. Loyola, a 34-28 win over Homewood Flossmoor. They move on to the semifinals to take on Palatine with a 28-24 upset win over Brother Rice. Oswego and Marist just underway. Wabonzi blanks Naperville Central 17-0. On to 7A we go. Glenbard West moves on, a 45-14 win today. Cary Grove over Batavia, 42-21. Niles North up 14-7 in the second quarter against Bradley Bourbonnais. Libertyville tops Normal Community, 41-27. Over to 6A, Montini, a 49-14 win over DeKalb. Prairie Ridge beats Riverside Brookfield, 42-13. Lincoln Way North and Hinsdale South just kicking off right now. And number two seed Sacred Heart Griffin, undefeated on the year. They trail 24-0 at halftime against Crete Moni. 5A, Tinley Park and St. Lawrence kick off at 7 o'clock. Nazareth, a nice win over Joliet Catholic, 35-21. Champaign Central, a 28-0 win over Washington. Lincoln Way West tops Peoria, 40-13. And a 4A scores for you. Belleville beats Rochester, 46-42. Phillips Academy kicks off at 7 o'clock. That's your WGN Radio Preps Plus scoreboard update. I'm Kevin Powell.
We got a text here from the 309. Says, hey, there's 8 classes. Report all of them.
I know.
So how about this? We'll take a timeout here. We'll try and get you some scores from 3, 2, and 1A on Preps Plus, and then we'll pass the baton to Blackhawks Radio. Judd Surratt's got your pregame at 6:30. Avoiding Friday rush hour traffic is hard. Following your favorite high school team doesn't have to be. The Chicago Tribune and the new PrepsPlus.com is your window into the vast landscape of Chicagoland prep sports. Their redesigned website brings all the excitement of Friday night football to your fingertips. They'll give you the latest scores and highlights in every sport from schools in 7 counties. They can't wash your son's football jersey, but they can tell you how he got it dirty. All you have to do is click, tap, or scroll as they bring your favorite team to you. The all-new PrepsPlus.com comes from the same Chicago Tribune sports desk that has brought you award-winning coverage, the Mr. Basketball of Illinois Award, and the Scholar Athlete Team for decades. Browse photo galleries, check out football or basketball rankings, or even download all-state football cards from PrepsPlus.com. Coverage continues on Twitter at ShyTribPreps, Facebook.com/ShyTribPreps. The new PrepsPlus.com, because life can be hard, but following high school sports doesn't have to be.
Preps Plus.
Chicago.
Back to Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
Final 2 minutes or so of Preps Plus. We aim to please on the show. We always do. So we've got some scores from classes 1, 2, 3, and 4A. Kev, you want to just take it over?
This is for the 309 out there. We'll start with 1A for a change instead of 8A. How about that? Arcola wins 14-13 over Gibson City. Stark County over Polo, 35-17. Leroy beats Carrollton, 30-6. And Ottawa Marquette beats Orion, 17-14.
Orion,
yes. Hey. Orion has a high school named after him, apparently. I'm sorry, Orion. They fell today, 17-14. Let's see what else we got here. Try 2A. Tri-Valley beats Deer Creek, 57-20. Kewaunee beats Spring Valley, 30-21. Nashville over Athens, 35-14. Auburn beats Pana High School, 20-7. On to 3A. I'll get you a couple more here. St. Joseph, a 26-21 win over Bloomington. Fear the bird. Elmhurst beating Princeton, 27-12 in the third quarter. Kankakee McNamara over Byron, 53-32. And Tulono, 41-34 win over Monticello.
Oh, I thought Monticello would have it. I really did.
Yeah, tight game there.
I thought they would have it.
So there's your lower classes for the 309 out there.
Only low in population.
That's right.
Not in heart.
That's right.
That's what I've been told.
And this is good to know. Orion has a high school named after him. I was unaware of this.
Great job by Mike Jacobson today, booking on the fly. We had Brad Seberg, the head coach of Cary Grove. He joined the show. Thanks to Mike Helfgott and the rest of the Chicago Tribune prep writers. For anything you may have missed on the show, WGNRadio.com.